everyone, it's Rich Toll, and welcome to another episode of GIST, or Get Your Shit Together. Because who doesn't want to get their shit together in every area of their life? And this area, is your boyfriend gay? Well, you might be asking yourself, does that apply to me? I mean, if you're a woman, you might say, no way that applies to me. No chance that my boyfriend is gay. Well, ladies, think twice. How do you know? He might be gay. And what if he is gay? How do you deal with it? What do you do? What are you supposed to do? I mean, you'd be shocked, right? You'd be like, holy shit, how? I had no clue. First of all, it's interesting how gay men, and I know a lot of gay men and women, well, mostly gay men who say this, they say they like to have sex first and figure out whether they like the person later and whether or not they're going to date them. So I find it hilarious that these guys, you know, it's so easy to go out and get laid, whereas, you know, a straight guy like me, it's like, well, hey, you got to have a relationship or at least establish or try to establish a relationship. So the whole gay man going out there sleeping promiscuity, if you're doing that, guys, you got to get your shit together too. Be careful, discern who you're hooking up with, because nowadays, who knows where anybody's been. But most importantly, if you're someone out there just looking to have fun, be clean, respectful, don't be a creep, all of the above, right? What we talk about in other episodes. But this episode, Is Your Boyfriend Gay, is really a spinoff or a throwback from the Is Your Boyfriend Gay episode from my Stay Zen web series. Mostly fitness-oriented episodes like Top 5 Superset exercises, my top 5 household item exercises. You know, I have a lot of fun with just working out wherever you can, not spending a lot of money, most inconspicuous bus stop exercises. But this one was in there. It's number 3 on the list a couple months back because a good friend of mine, 40-year-old male, successful in Los Angeles, told me this. And actually, I met one of these guys. Can you believe it? He was out there dating 3 different men because he's looking for love. No question. Looking for love. So he's being introduced to men by other friends of his. He's on one dating site, but he's going out with these guys and he's finding out 2-3 dates later. Sometimes he slept with these guys, but I guess they don't deal with it right away. I mean, he finds out that these guys have girlfriends. 2 out of the last 3 guys that he dated, turns out that they have girlfriends. And this one guy, remember, I was hanging out with him one night. Guy comes over and immediately he's nervous and he says, I'm his masseuse. I said, I don't care who you are. But I knew the guy was one of these guys that he just found out that the guy had a girlfriend and he was coming over to deal with it and to talk to him and try to like work it through. Where my friend says, I don't want to get involved with this guy. But he comes over and all the while he's asking me questions about living in New York and the dating scene and the women. It's all bullshit. He's lying to himself. He's lying to everyone else around him. He's screwing over this girl that he's dating. Because guys, what does that do, right? You got to get your shit together. Why be dishonest with yourself? Okay, all right, I'm not gay. So I don't know the ideas of persecution and things that happen to gay people, right? It's happened for many, many years. But today we know that there's 19 states that have legalized gay marriage. And 9 states are in limbo. So I believe we are moving in the right direction. I mean, anybody should be able to do and marry whoever they want. What difference does it make? Gay, straight, bisexual. That's a whole nother thing. What does it mean to be bisexual? Because these gay guys, well, the guys with the girlfriends, that's what they're telling my friend. When my friend confronts them, they said, well, you know, we're discreet. We're curious. We're bisexual. That's a bunch of bullshit. If you're a guy and you're having sex with men and you prefer men and you'll sleep with women, that's exactly what that means. You're a gay guy who'll sleep with women. I know a lot of gay guys that slept with, and they have children. I mean, a lot of gay men live dual lives. They have families over here, and they're really, truly gay. You know, they're repressed, and they're out there doing their gay thing, but they have these families, and maybe years later, they come to grips with that, and they come out. But I remember in high school, there's a couple folks along the way that you hear about them coming out of the closet, and we would say, hey, that's great. Good for them. Why should they live in the closet? Who gives a shit what anybody else thinks? Fuck it. It's not relevant. What's important is what you feel about yourself and who you are and express your individuality. I mean, we talk about that in Buck Conventionality, being who you are, not worrying about other family pressures or external pressures of people who want you to be who they want you to be. Well, that's a bunch of bullshit. You only get one life. So be who you want to be. And if you're proud and you're confident, then come out. And if you're not happy with the state you're living in or not happy with the people around you and your friends might judge you, move to another state. Move to a more open state. No question. Get the hell out of there. Get out of that environment. Because you shouldn't have to live under a guise. That's a bunch of bullshit, guys. Get your shit together. Address the fact that you are who you are. Express your individuality. Who gives a shit what anybody else thinks? Because you're not doing any good to anybody. And then you create these lies and you live in a web of lies. Well, try getting out of that. You can't. Then you're really going to affect other people in a disrespectful way. Because what's it all about? It's being respectful. Respecting yourself and respecting others. Right? So ladies, if your boyfriend is gay, how do you know, right? You think, holy shit. Well, this is what my friend told me. He said, all these guys have another cell phone, no doubt. They have another cell phone that's a private phone that they say is work-related. related, whatever, emergency related. And with that cell phone, they're texting. They're texting while they're with their girlfriend. They're texting, looking for the booty call, looking for the quick hookup, because they don't want to meet him in public places. They want to do it privately, on the side, on the sly. So that's what these guys are doing. And ladies, if they're not so good in bed, and you know what I'm talking about, if they're not down there doing what they're supposed to be doing, well, guess what? Think about it. Start looking for the clues. But you don't want to be with this guy. That's my opinion, is you do not want to be with this guy who's a gay guy just using you as the beard or the guys, because that's a bunch of bullshit. Guy's got to get his shit together. He's got to get his shit together with himself. He's got to get his shit together with you, and you have to kick him to the curb. Ladies, don't put up with that shit. If you find out that your guy's cheating on you with another man or woman, next, get rid of him, because that's just, you know, that's just the Humpty Dumpty syndrome. The egg is cracked and it's tough to put it back together. You can't put it back together the same way. So move on from that. Unless you're okay with that, but that chips away at your self-confidence. We talk about that in other episodes. Forget about it. Kick him to the curb. You find out this guy, Mr. Dishonest, Mr. Deceitful, and Mr. Disrespectful, fuck him. Move on, ladies. You certainly will find a new guy. Don't take any shit from someone who's going to disrespect you by having relationships, discreet, whatever, with other people, men or women. And live your life for you. You have to do what serves you well. We talk about that. That's a yoga principle. If it doesn't serve you well, then don't do it. If it serves you well to stay in the closet, well, then I guess that's what you should do. Now, I don't know really what that does. I don't know how that helps you in the long run, because every single gay person that I know that has come out of the closet, it was one of the best decisions they've ever made. All right. So, hey, take it upon yourself to dig deep down and do the right thing. Do the right thing for you, not for other people. And if it involves addressing it and dealing with it, well, then address it and deal with it. And yeah, shit's going to hit the fan. So what? You could deal with it. You can overcome anything. I believe that. Adversity, we're built for that. Be strong. Be confident. Be who you are, right? Be your own individual. Express your individuality and not really giving a shit what anybody else thinks about that. Because it's your only life, folks. It's your only life. Hey, and if you want to get back into your little fitness program, if you're not working out already, check out my Stay Zen episode. It was season one. We did 12 episodes. So take a look. Episode number 3 is Your Boyfriend Gay? Shot that about 3 or 4 months ago. Have some fun with it. And when you're out there, again, be positive, attack life, reach for the stars whenever you can. Dreams do come true every single day. So that's our show for today, folks. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next time.